This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
You want competition? Man, you've got it now.
We hate this team. We played them game one this year, and it was the same message from then as it is now. We hate them. They're the number one on our hit list, so we're not going to be holding anything back. It's going to be a battle.
The Icemen open up the Kelly Cup playoffs against the Florida Everblades, the team that's bounced Jacksonville from the playoffs the last two seasons, and tonight is when they drop the puck at the arena. Sunday, game two. Bob Roblo is the president of the Jacksonville Icemen, and with the Zoyer Group and Sports and Entertainment. Bob, playoff hockey is an atmosphere unlike many others, but especially when you're facing your brutal enemy, which it appears all the guys recognize this season.
Yeah, Rich, you're right. I mean, hockey's exciting as it is when you notch it up a few levels when it comes to the playoffs. Every hockey player is born, they want to win a cup. And I don't care if it's the Stanley Cup, the Kelly Cup, whatever it is. And our guys want to win that cup, but more than that, they want to beat the Everblades. You know, we're 9-1-1 against them this season. But, you know, when the playoffs come around, they notch it up, we notch it up. And everyone who comes to the games is going to see some very entertaining hockey.
If anyone has not been to a game so far this season, what is the brand on the ice here in Jacksonville, and how does it differ maybe from what we've experienced at the NHL level with the Florida Panthers or the Tampa Bay Lightning, who, by the way, are facing each other in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Yeah, the battle for Florida exists not only here but also in the NHL, which is really cool to see. You know, I know when Tampa came to town or to the state, you know, hockey was in its infancy. And now it's matured so much, it's great. Yeah, well, you ask, when you come to a game at the arena, you're going to see it's a party atmosphere. It's 2 hours and probably 2 hours, 15 minutes of a complete party. You know, and then on the ice, Nick Lucco has done an incredible job coaching this team 3 years straight in the playoffs, and very tough defensive team. You know, with some really good goal scorers, Riley Fidler-Schultz, you know, Harris has been leading us in points. He set a record, an Iceman record for points by a player. There's just no telling who's going to be the hero every night for the Iceman. And they're all pumped to play the Everblades.
When you and your partners got this going all those years ago, did you envision this kind of a run success-wise, both in terms of what you do on the ice, but also in the community and with people in the stands? Yet another record-setting year this season.
We did. Almost 9,000 fans a game came out to the arena, and that's an incredible number. We set the league mark. You know, we lead the league in attendance this year. We led the league last year. And it's a tribute to the fans of the Icemen. You know, the fan base has been growing year in and year out. I think at the end of our first season, we were around 4,500 a game. So we've almost doubled what we normally do. And, you know, it's been important for this team to be involved in the community. It's the only locally owned pro sports team here in town. Almost all our partners are from Jacksonville. They live and work here. They raise their families here. You know, and that's been a big part of our success. We'd like to thank all our partners for that. You know, and then coming on board with the community first Igloo. Our thoughts were always, you know, we can get people to the arena, but we really need kids playing hockey, and that's what we've been able to accomplish with the Community First Igloo.
And even more than hockey at the Igloo, Bob, you're teaching people how to play, well, obviously learn to skate. Our two daughters did learn to skate well before it became the Community First Igloo, and I know there's a lot of those programs still happening, but even training people on how to do, what is that with the rock or with the stone, the curling?
Oh, curling, yes. We have curling, we have sled hockey for people who, you know, have disabilities. We have, you know, public skating, all kinds of activities over there. The idea is to get as many people on skates as possible. You know, and it's been a huge success. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do to keep it going in terms of growing it. You know, but we've gone from a little under 200 kids playing hockey to close to 1,300 or over 1,300 kids playing hockey right now at the Igloo. So it's really grown, a lot, and will continue to grow. And it's also helped the Iceman attract new fans as well. So it's just been a great season. The best way to cap this season off is to bring a cup to this great market.
What does that mean? And do the players sense it? And how it's 16 wins. And if you've grown up, and I grew up in the Metro Detroit area, so I always grew up with the Stanley Cup and the octopus thrown on the ice. And so huge hockey flowing through my veins here. Do they recognize the significance and what that could potentially do to a franchise and a culture by being able to lift the cup?
Yeah, Jacksonville's become the city to play in. It's funny because, every year you're recruiting new players and, you're always trying to fill in the gaps. It's not hard for Nick Lucco to come out and say, listen, this is going to be a great city. You've got local ownership who cares. You've got apartments that the team owns and controls. You've got a fan base of almost 9,000 fans a game coming out to see you play. And, they do treat our players like heroes, and that's, they're professional athletes, and they should be treated well, and that's how they get treated here in Jacksonville. So it is a special place in the ECHL to play.
And bigger picture, Bob, as an owner and a partner of one of the franchises on the minor league level, when you consider where the Icemen are at now and where y'all have grown from, the success that we've seen with the Jacksonville Suns previously and now the Jumbo Shrimp, we've now got the Jacksonville 95ers, Tim Tebow's investment group is that we just had the story today in the news about they may be eyeing the Regency Square Mall for a soccer stadium, yet more minor league soccer. It really seems as though we are becoming a hub for a lot of significant sporting activities that can be great feeders for the pros.
We knew it from the beginning. This is a great sports town. People love sports here. They love to play them. They love to come watch them. They love to cheer for them. And it's great to see. I know Tim is involved in soccer. He's also involved with us.
Yep.
He's one of our partners as well. So, it's great to see individuals coming out to bring these kind of events here to Jacksonville. And the fans are always, always supportive of them. So it's just great. The Jumbo Shrimp lead the minor league baseball, at least AAA level in attendance every year. The Icemen lead the ECHL in attendance every year. There's a trend here, if you bring it, they will come it's still good to do it. And at the minor league level, it's really good because you have the affordable pricing. You don't need to charge $100 for a ticket. It's so much fun when we go into the building and we see kids running around the building and families together and stuff. That's why we do this. That's the key reason we do this. And at the ECHL level, at the Jumbo Shrimp level, you can have that affordable ticket price and families can come in. Not so much all the time at a major league level.
Indeed. When you win the Kelly Cup, by the way, and I say when, what's your drink of choice? Are you going to tap into like one of the local craft breweries and put some beer in there? Are you doing like champagne, something different?
You got to do champagne, man, when you win the cup, but I'm sure that those local breweries, beers will find a way into the cup at some point
right.
in time as well. When we're doing a parade down Bay Street, I can't wait.
Wouldn't that be something? Can't wait. Look forward to it. It all gets going tonight at the arena. Game one against the Florida Everblades as the Icemen are on the ice. Look forward to it Thursday and again on Sunday. And we look forward to seeing the Jacksonville Icemen with a deep run through the Kelly Cup. Bob Arablo, one of the principal owners and obviously the president of the Jacksonville Icemen. Always value your time.